local news, timeless hits. And how about this? Looking to lie on your resume, are you, when you apply for a job in 2025? There are four ways people get caught lying on their resume. They claim they have a skill, but then they can't pass the skills test. Their employment dates don't add up. By the way, if you say you were employed for the last 30 years and you're only like, 29 years old, it's going to show up. Their job title is just too good to be true, or they lie about something can easily be Googled. You know, I had one of these stories on once before, and the guy lied where he used to work. What he didn't know was the person he was applying to used to work at that company and never heard of him. So you got to be careful when you lie. It's don't lie at all, and then, you won't have a problem. 8 o'clock on the noggin right now. 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Biden says Jimmy Carter was an example of simple decency. President-elect Trump says he did everything in his power to improve the lives of Americans. Other presidents have paid tribute to Carter, who died yesterday in Plains, Georgia. Here's White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Former President Bill Clinton, now the only one alive to have held the office in the 20th century, said Carter worked tirelessly for a better, fairer world. George W. Bush, who clashed with Carter over post-9/11 wars and policy, said his predecessor was a man of deeply held convictions and that he dignified the office. And Barack Obama noted that Carter had promised to always tell the truth, and he did.
Many historians say Carter was a better ex-president than president. CBS's Nora O'Donnell has some examples of why.
Jimmy Carter went on to have great success in his post-presidency. He established the Carter Center in Atlanta, working for peace around the world, and here at home, building houses for the needy through Habitat for Humanity.
Now I have this freedom to do things that I like to do and that an official of the U.S. government or the United Nations cannot do.
Carter was never hesitant to talk about his successors when he felt they were wrong or right. And as Donald Trump gets set to resume the presidency, it seems fitting to recall Carter's hopes for Trump's first term.
And I pray that he'll promote human rights, which is equality among all people, and that he will value the truth and value other things that we value.
President Biden has declared January 9th as his national day of mourning with a state funeral to be held that day. This is a cleanup day in the South after weekend tornadoes that left a trail of damage and death in Texas and Mississippi. In Alvin, Texas, Stephanie Brown's wife died after a tornado picked up their home and moved it more than 100 feet away.
I can't put it together. I still think I'm gonna wake up in the middle of the night and she's there. Or she's gonna come walking through the door or whatever, but it's not gonna happen.
Women have few rights in Afghanistan, and the list of the rights they do have has just gotten smaller. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The Taliban now says it will close down all non-governmental groups that employ Afghan women. The UN had already heard evidence that female humanitarian workers have been prevented from doing their jobs, many times by so-called morality police. Women have already been barred from many jobs in most public spaces and excluded from education beyond sixth grade.
On Wall Street, S&P futures are down 58 points. The Dow futures down 350. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The $440 million redevelopment of the former South Hills Country Club site in Racine County is about to begin. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Ashley Capital has finalized their purchase of the property. The plan is to build a 223-acre business park with 10 industrial buildings. A case of bird flu has been identified in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. State officials say the health risk is low, but they have set up a containment zone to restrict poultry movement. And Kenosha County Public Health is launching a program offering a radon test kit in exchange for a non-perishable food item. The initiative aims to provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for radon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers fall short in Minnesota. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers scored 3 touchdowns in the second half, but came up short, losing to the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium 27-25. Green Bay swept this season by both the Lions and the Vikings. Do the Packers still think they're on the same level as those teams? Green Bay safety Xavier McKinney.
I want to say yeah, but right now the story is we haven't beat those teams. So I can't sit up here and say, yeah, we're on the same level if we ain't beat them.
The Vikings finished 7-1 at home this season. Quarterback Sam Darnold.
You know, we executed at a high level. Obviously a lot of things to correct, but overall, man, it was a great team effort, obviously, against a really, really good Packers team.
So the Vikings face the Lions in Detroit on Sunday night. The Packers will host the Bears Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin beating UConn 4-3 to win the title in the holiday faceoff over the weekend at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a glimpse or two of sunshine at times here through the day. Our high right around 44 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight cloudy with scattered showers after midnight, 32 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered rain, maybe even a little snow as temperatures drop in the afternoon. Our high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
The only choice I make when it comes to clothing is, does it still fit me? I don't know if you've had an opportunity to fat out of clothes. That's a special feeling. There are watershed moments in your life, right? When you hold your newborn child or you fat out of a t-shirt. It's amazing because you don't even go to the obvious conclusion. You're like, well, this sure used to fit. I haven't grown since I was a teenager. Oh, I'm a fat ass. Well, time for a burrito. The best is when you pack for a trip and you fat out of clothes, but you don't realize until you get there. You sit there and you go, well, I guess I could wear that as long as I don't breathe out or sit down. I still have all the clothes that don't fit me. They're in my closet in case I have a dramatic weight loss over a weekend. It's ridiculous. It's like I'm curating an exhibit of my weight gain. Well, that suit was from 30 pounds ago, and that sweater was from last winter, and this shirt never fit. Have you done that? Have you bought clothes that don't fit, thinking that'll be the incentive to lose weight? It's like, well, I've only gained weight for the last 40 years. Maybe this shirt will turn it around. How'd you lose weight? I bought a shirt. It worked.
7-Eleven, the Rascals, local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Increasing cloud cover today with a high near 42. Not bad. Cloudy, chance of rain tonight, lows 33. Cloudy, chance of rain and snow tomorrow with a high near 40s. Over to snow, it's, you know, 40 degrees outside. New Year's Day, kind of a nice day. Partly sunny with a high near 30. Right now, partly sunny, 33 degrees right here at Radio Park. And this is odd, but true. The fax machine was invented the same year people were traveling on the Oregon Trail in 1843. I would have guessed it was invented in the 1950s, right? What do I know? It's 8-11. Local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN with CCR down on the corner.
Racine's Famous Zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Canary Love, 816, local news, Tamless Hits, and WRJN. All right. You know what everybody always puts down for their big New Year's Eve resolution, New Year's Day resolution? They put down more exercise. Everybody does that every year. I'm going to exercise more. A survey found the most common reasons people do not work out or exercise. No time, no motivation, too tired, bad weather, which I don't know how that works out if it's indoors. Don't like exercising, no money, the gym is too busy, no one to work out with, the gym is too intimidating, a bad day at work, so I'm not going to exercise because I had a bad day at work today. Might make you feel better. But here's the good old standby. I just don't feel like
on your
it.
Entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looking ahead to 2025, Variety has put out its annual list of most anticipated movies. As you might have guessed, there are a lot of franchise and superhero films headed our way. Marvel is expected to release Captain America, Brave New World, Thunderbolts, and the Fantastic Four, First Steps. And believe it or not, Hollywood has a few sequels they are planning to throw at us in the new year, including a Jurassic Park film and Five Nights at Freddy's Part 2. Another superhero flick, James Gunn's Superman, will also hit theaters in June. There will be a healthy assortment of family films, including Paddington in Peru, a Minecraft movie, Zootopia 2, and SpongeBob, The Search for SquarePants. I need a pair of those after the holidays. Looking well into next year, Hollywood will not let you forget that the second installment of Wicked, Wicked for Good, opens next Thanksgiving. If that wasn't enough, James Cameron will also be putting out yet another Avatar film. Horror fans can also look forward to the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days trilogy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowin' like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Don't you folks, they had a jamboree. Drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a move to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
Jack Barry, rock and roll music, 824 local news, Tamless. It's WRJN. All right, a new poll asks people if they've ever intentionally hit the button to close an elevator door because they wanted to leave without the other person. 31%, one-third admit yes, they've done that. Here's what my brother used to do. This is back in his early 20s when he was kind of goofy. He's not like that now, though. He used to get into an elevator. Now, you know when you get into an elevator, first of all, it's a very nervous thing for people. They're in a closed area and they can't get out of it in a hurry if there's a problem. So people generally go into an elevator with their back toward the back of the elevator and face forward. What my brother used to do was when he got into a crowded elevator, he used to have his back to the door and face everybody and put a big smile on his face. I heard this story years ago. I hope I still have it right. And, you know, that people are nervous because now to get out, they got to go through this nut who's in front of them. He didn't do anything. He just smiled at them and looked at them, but he had his back toward the door. That's kind of scary, huh? It's 825 local news, Tampa's hits. We're wishing and hoping. Here's Dusty Springfield.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charm.
is harder, and kissing, and squeezing, and loving, yeah, just do it, and after you do, you will be his. You gotta show him that you care, just for him, do the things he likes to do, wear your hair, just for him, cause you won't get him, thinking and playing, wishing and hoping, just wishing and hoping, and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming, his kisses will start, that won't get you into his heart, so if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is, all you gotta do is hold him, and kiss him, and squeeze him, and love him, yeah, just do it, and after you do,
it's 8:29 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Hey, you think your fingernails are long? Need to clip them? This woman has the Guinness World Record for the longest fingernails, and she just had them cut off. Her fingernails were 24 feet 7 inches long in total. 24 feet of fingernails. How do you function with something like that? It's 8:30. It's news time. Let's see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Work is expected to start soon on the Racine County redevelopment of the South Hills Country Club site. The $440 million transformation is moving ahead with the purchase of the property by Ashley Capital. The national real estate firm plans to convert the 223-acre property into the South Hills Commerce Center. That'll feature 10 industrial buildings totaling almost 4 million square feet. The project is expected to boost property value there by $300 million and bring 2,000 full-time jobs. No injuries in a four-vehicle crash on I-94 last night. A couple of lanes in Racine County were shut down last night at around 9:30 when slick roads led to the impact. Health officials continue to talk about a case of bird flu identified in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. The area in question is near Twin Lakes. The detection has led to a response from state ag authorities. The outbreak means there's a containment zone which restricts poultry movement in the area. Health experts say while the risk to the public remains low, they're emphasizing the importance of proper handling and cooking of poultry products. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a glimpse or two of sunshine at times here through the day. Our high right around 44 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers after midnight, 32 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered rain, maybe even a little snow as temperatures drop in the afternoon. Our high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
My girlfriend, she's a go-getter. She's a morning person. She's very productive. I'm not used to that. You know, my previous girlfriend had no ambition. And in hindsight, I didn't know how good I had it. My last girlfriend, I used to ask her, I go, hey, what do you want to do this weekend? She's like, oh, nothing. Well, consider it done. All right. That was the only time I ever felt like a provider in my whole life. Really. I was like, hey, if you want nothing to happen, I'm quite a catch. But we're doing well, me and the last. We're doing very well. The only thing we bicker about is food, because I think she overthinks it. Like, one night we're out, and I go, hey, let's get some Thai food. Here's my girlfriend. No, I can't have Thai food today. I had Thai food yesterday. Well, people in Thailand manage pretty well. Now she's on an organic kick. She buys everything organic. Back at the apartment, we have organic peanut butter. If you haven't had organic peanut butter, you can make it. Take your regular peanut butter and pour oil on top of it. And then somehow remove all the flavor. I don't know how to do that, but just do it. Lastly, take a $10 bill and drop that in the garbage right there. Organic peanut butter. There you go.
Don Rosen in the morning.
Rosen in the
song is 2 minutes and 43 seconds. There was a 22-minute version of that song by Rare Earth on their album. And back when I was a teenager on the air at my first station, I was working overnights, and I played the song 22 minutes on the radio. And I didn't know the program director would be up and listening, and he was. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and he called me and said, if you play that again, I'll crack it over your head. Well, then why is it here if I can't play it? All right. I never played it again. It's that threat worked. 836, local news, and Tamla's It's a Little Bit Me, a Little Bit You. Here come the Monkees.
Welcome, Bill, don't you walk.
Though they may
And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Beatles, Let It Be. It's 8:43, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, what's an annoying adult problem no one prepared you for as a kid? Here's what they said. Having to work all year, not getting summers off. The fact that holidays aren't as fun anymore. That you actually have to exercise to stay healthy. How to quit a job. Now, as kids, they tell you to respect authority, so a lot of people find it uncomfortable and try to even avoid it. Drifting away from friends because everyone's so busy and having to decide what to eat every day. It was nice when mom used to make all your meals for you and your decisions were made. Now you got to get up to the refrigerator, look in there and say, huh, wonder what I'm going to eat today. It's tough being an adult, huh? Increasing clouds, highs 42 right now. It's partly sunny, 33 degrees.
Sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to
she simply caught my eye. I love the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
News and timeless hits from Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 42. Cloudy, chance of rain. Lows around 33 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy. Chance of rain or snow with a high near 40. No accumulation, obviously. New Year's Day, it's going to be nice. Partly sunny. Highs near 30. A nice day for those polar bears. They could dip in Lake Michigan at 12 noon. Right now, it's partly sunny. 33 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, people on Reddit are sharing things they used to do as teenagers, but today teenagers wouldn't be able to understand, like some of the best ones, recording songs off the radio using a tape recorder. My brother and I did it all the time. Calling a phone number to get the time. Remember that? At the tone, the time will be. And stopping at a gas station to ask for directions. When was the last time you did that? Feeling old, are you? It's 8:50, 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock at WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide.
pieces, bye. Go to pieces and I cry. Every time a baby passes by, go to pieces and I cry.
Exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. Sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth. It knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation. And marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me. Take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Ain't your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
As Barry McGuire, Eve of Destruction. Hard to believe with that voice. He was one of the singers of the New Christy Minstrels before he struck out on his own with that song. That was his only hit, though. It's 8:56 here at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And, okay, I want you to be happy today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a couple of ways to be happy. Reach out to someone you haven't spoken to a while. Organize your errands and start checking them off. And here's the best way to stay happy. Start checking your vacation day balance. And hopefully you have some days left and you could use them. It's 8:56 here at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 42. Cloudy chance of rain, lows around 33 tonight. Chance of rain and snow with a high near 40 tomorrow. And New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high near 30 right now. Partly sunny, 33 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up next, some more music from the Spiral Staircase. More today than yesterday.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was.
staircase more today than yesterday. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Dan Marcus is coming up next, and he'll have his wax museum to entertain you with. So Dan Marcus coming up next. After him will be Kurt Vollman at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Don Rosen. I will catch you tomorrow morning bright and early, 6 a.m. with more local news and timeless hits. Right now it's exactly 9 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Biden has declared January 9th a day of mourning for Jimmy Carter. His state funeral will be held that day. One day after his death, the former president is being remembered for his post-presidency humanitarian achievements as much as his time in the White House. CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell.
President Carter did achieve many of his goals. He created the Departments of Energy and Education, established formal diplomatic ties with China, and returned control of the Panama Canal to Panama. Perhaps his greatest